On this episode of the Propel Your Practice podcast, I'm sharing with you 4 local online listings your clinic must include in your local SEO game plan. Not only am I sharing with you the 4 listings, but also how you can get your hands on a free guide that will walk you through how to set up each of these listings and optimize each of the listings to help you gain new patients and allow your current patients to find you easier online and on the go. Hello, and welcome to the Propel Your Practice podcast, where we discuss actionable marketing strategies clinic owners can put into place to help them propel their practice's online presence. I'm your host, Darcy Sullivan with Propel Marketing and Design. Propel Marketing and Design helps chiropractors, acupuncturists, physical therapists, wellness practitioners, and other clinic owners improve their website rankings and online presence. On this podcast, we talk a lot about SEO, search engine optimization. Those are ways that you can organically help your clinic improve its online presence. In previous episodes, we've talked before about on-page SEO. Those are actions that you take on your website to help your website improve its position on Google and those other search engines. But today we're talking about off-page SEO. These are actions that you take outside of your website to help you improve your online presence. If you're new to SEO, I welcome you to visit propelyourcompany.com/learn. And sign up for the free SEO training that will get you started with this topic. On this episode of the Propel Your Practice podcast, I am sharing with you 4 local online listings that your clinic must include in your local SEO game plan. But not only am I sharing with you which 4 listings these are, but also, how to get your hands on a free guide that will walk you through how to set up your listings and how to optimize each of these listings to help you gain new patients and make sure that your current patients can find you even easier online. So before we dive in, I'm going to go ahead and tell you how to get your hands on that free bundle of guides that will walk you through optimizing each one of these online listings. Those 4 listings include your Google Maps listing, your Apple Maps listing, your Bing Places listing, and your Yelp listing. So to get your hands on that guide that will walk you through not only setting up, but optimizing each of those specific listings, please visit propelyourcompany.com/local-listings. And I will absolutely not be offended if you push pause on this podcast right now and visit propelyourcompany.com/local-listings and grab that guide. All right, so let's dive in by chatting about what all of these listings have in common. One of the things that all of these listings have in common is what we refer to as your NAP. You want to make sure that you get your NAP in check. NAP stands for name, address, and phone number. It can go beyond that and also include your website, but what we want to do is make sure that across all listings online, the 4 that we're going over today and any other listings along with your website, that the company name, address, and phone number that you have listed all match. This is a signal to not only Google, but to the online community and your could be patients that you are indeed a legit company, that your location is where people think it is, right? There is a chance that over the years, your location could have moved and there could be outdated information out there online. So you want to look throughout your online listings and make sure that your name is in check and that your name, address, and phone numbers listed throughout, again, your website, but also all online listings matches correctly. You also want to make sure that when you're using the description, the about the company section on all of these listings, that you're using keywords that people would search for. So that means if you're a chiropractor, but the name of your clinic is Spine and Sport, that you're not just saying Spine and Sport, but you're also saying chiropractor and chiropractic, or using those keyword phrases in the description as you're describing what your company does, along with the services that you provide. Across all of the listings, we also want to make sure that we're using real photos. That means that you're not using stock photos. It's also ideal to make sure that your logo matches throughout so that somebody who is searching for your brand online sees the same images and the same logo and they know that it's the same company. Because let's be honest, there can be companies out there that have similar names. So keeping consistent, again, with your name, your address, your phone number, including real photos. And if you're new here, I've given this example before, but whenever you're doing a listing online, like your Google Maps listing that we're going to talk about, Bing Places, Apple Maps, Yelp, any of those, when you go to include images, please, please, please include an image of the outside of your building. And I always give this example of I was headed to a doctor that was over an hour away from my house. And by the time I got there, I already wasn't feeling good, but I couldn't for the life of me find their location. I kept circling around and circling around, and had they had a picture or better information online on their maps listings, I would have been able to easily find their location. And when I walked in, I would have been in a much better mood. These people that are visiting your Google Maps listing, your Apple Maps listing, your listings online, in some cases, they're headed directly to your location. So you want to make sure that when they walk through your door, that they're in a good mood, right? Somebody's going to be way more likely to leave your business a positive review if they walk through your door in a good mood and have a great experience. If it takes somebody an extra 20 minutes to find you because your listing didn't tell them where to park, didn't have a good picture of the outside of your building, they're going to come in already with a bad attitude. And that is honestly going to leave them more likely to leave a negative review. So please make sure that you include a picture outside of your building. Sometimes I also suggest for people, if it's a little hard to find your building, that you include this on your website as well to, again, make it as easy as possible for somebody who is coming to your clinic to find it with ease. And yes, you can use, again, the same text and the same images for the listings that we're going to go over today. And we're going to start with the big one, the one that I think everybody here knows about, and that is your Google Maps listing, which is controlled by your Google Business Profile listing. Your Google Business Profile listing is what used to be called your Google My Business listing, and that listing is what controls the Google Maps listing. This should be your highest priority out of the local listings that we're going to go through today. Now, if you visit and download the guide that I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, you'll get the guide for how to optimize each of these listings. But we also have a podcast and a blog post about the Google Business Profile listing, and you can find links to those in our show notes. What we're not doing today is walking through the process of setting up and optimizing each of these listings. I just want you to be aware of each of these listings and make sure that you take some time this week to follow those guides that will walk you through step by step how to claim those listings and how to optimize them. Once you have claimed your Google Business Profile listing and optimized it, the next one that I want you to claim and optimize is your Bing Places for Business. This is Bing, the Bing search engine. It's their version of the Google Business Profile listing. Now, what's interesting here is we all know how important your Google reviews are for Google, right? So important. But for a couple of the listings that we're talking about today, you don't collect reviews for those specific listings. So, for example, the Bing Places for Business, the reviews from there get pulled from Facebook, Yelp, and other sources. So as we go through and talk about each of the listings, Yelp will be the last one that we talk about. And I know that a lot of people have a love-hate relationship with Yelp. But I think after listening to this episode, you'll see why it's important to spend some time on Yelp, even if you don't feel like Yelp provides you with quality patients or quality leads or that you get any business from it. So stick around for that. So once you've gone through, claimed and optimized your Google Business Profile listing, then again, you're going to move to the Bing Places for Business listing. And you can use the same exact information for your Bing's Places for Business that you used for your Google Business Profile listing. In fact, at the time that I'm recording this, you can actually import your content from your Google Business Profile listing into your Bing Places for Business listing. So again, for Bing Places, we have a blog post that you can find in the show notes. Or again, you can grab that local listings guide that's got directions for all four of these listings by visiting propelyourcompany.com/local-listings. Okay, so great. You've done your Google Business Profile listing, which controls Google Maps. You've hopefully claimed and optimized your Bing Places for Business listing. Now, let's talk about your Apple Maps listing. And if you listened to the previous episode of the Propel Your Practice podcast, we talked about why this is so important. So every single person that has an iPhone, when they pick up the iPhone and click on that map icon, they're clicking on the Apple Maps listing, the Apple Maps icon. So much like how Google Maps pulls from your Google Business Profile listing, Apple Maps pulls from your Apple Business Connect place card. And once again, the reviews get pulled from Yelp. So you can see, even if you have a love-hate relationship with Yelp, why Yelp can be such an important player in your online presence. Now, again, we're not going through how to optimize and claim each of these listings. You can find that in the guide or the resources in the show notes associated with this episode. We have a podcast and we have a detailed blog post that walk you through how to optimize your Apple Business Connect place card that, again, is what controls your Apple Maps listing. So to round out the collection of the four important listings online is one that we've already talked about a few times here, and that's Yelp. And I get it. A lot of clinic owners that I speak to hate Yelp, or they think it's BS, or it's really not a big deal. But here is the big deal. As we've just talked about, the reviews that you have on Yelp will show on Bing and on Apple. So if you don't have any reviews on Yelp, make sure that you set some time aside to start collecting some of those reviews. For Yelp, we also have a podcast that walks you through exactly how to claim and optimize your listing. And we have that local listings guide that will walk you through claiming and optimizing each of the listings we talked about today. You can grab that by visiting propelyourcompany.com/local-listings. Take some time this week to go through and optimize each of your listings. Again, starting with your Google Business Profile listing. And make a plan to start collecting reviews, if you haven't already, on your Google Business Profile listing, your Yelp listing, and extra credit if you try to get a few reviews on your Facebook page. If you don't already have some reviews on your Facebook listing, because as we mentioned before, the Yelp reviews get pulled to Bing Places and your Apple Maps listing, but also your Bing Places for Business listing will showcase your reviews that you have on your Facebook page. If you've enjoyed this episode, please be sure to share it with a friend, colleague, or leave a review. And if you have any suggested topics for upcoming episodes, please be sure to send me a DM on Instagram. You can find us at Propel Your Company. Well, hey, before we head out, I want to invite you to join in on a free masterclass I put together on the 5 secrets to owning the first page of Google without paying for ads. You can find a link to sign up for this free masterclass in the show notes for this episode or by visiting propelyourcompany.com/learn. During this workshop, we do a deep dive into strategies to help you improve your online presence, including your Google Business Profile. That's what used to be called the Google My Business listing and what controls the Google Maps section, along with how voice SEO plays a big role in today's search and where you should be focusing your efforts online for the biggest impact. All right. Well, that's it for today. Again, you can join the masterclass by visiting propelyourcompany.com/learn. Thanks so much for your time. I'll talk to you soon.